Rock it on to the best station on the net. Griswold Radio. Streaming 24/7. Griswold Radio. Internet Radio. Griswold
Radio is number one gospel radio. You know, station. A lot of us are used to church setting. And a lot of us are used to listening to stuff in church setting. I mean, take for example one. God inhabits the praises of his people, right? Now, how many of us know that God is here? Even as there are people just think. How many people believe that God is here? Which, and you know, when God is available, anything can happen. Right? Now, the problem a lot of times is, some people get healing, some people get deliverance, some people get a touch, but they don't always come outside to come and tell us. That, you know, whilst you were singing, this was what happened, this was what happened. My word to every Levite that has come here to sing is for you to understand that even if people do not resound with what it is that you are doing, you know, some of us may be singing and then some people are not responding. Maybe game man is rapping and because you're not a rap fan, you know, you just keep quiet and until Nosa says clap before you clap. Understand that first and foremost, you have been called by God. And you see, it's always good for us to understand that when heaven applauds you, it's better than when men applaud. Now, the problem is, we're in a society, we've taken so much from Europe right now, we're having issues. You find people, you know, more people are interested in getting awards. You find it on people's DPs. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying it's wrong. It's okay to collect award. But make sure that heaven has record of you. Because you see, if you get the best of awards and heaven does not recognize you, woe unto you. Honestly speaking, woe unto you. So, let's try as much as possible when we minister unto people. If they do not move, is God moving? That's the first thing you should find out. Is God involved? If God is involved in what you are doing, then don't be bothered. Because the Bible says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men. So it is not your melodies that should draw the people. Mm-mm. It is God himself. So let's get into that habit of... I was at the back. One or two people were singing. And once in a while, they say we should raise our hands up and we should just, you know... And I was doing it. It's instruction. And God is here. He's listening. Unfortunately, some of us think that God is this big, bad guy. That all he doles out is punishment. The little I've come to know of God is that God... Let me just chill a bit. The little I've come to know of God, I realize that everything that God does, it does from a window of love. And whenever it is that you are communicating to God's people, you also have to place that at the back of your mind. Because now we have a lot of gospel artists who have lost focus. I say this with all confidence. We have gospel artists who, their focus is award. Their focus is fame. And you see, as long as that is what you continue to perceive, that is what you will eventually conceive, whether you like it or not. If that is what you continue to digest, I tell my friends, there's nothing wrong in listening to all sorts of music. But you have to be careful what you take in. I don't want to mention the names of some of these secular guys that we listen to. But you see, the more you listen to those guys, the more of them you take in. They will eventually come out of you one day. Unfortunately, it does not announce to you the day is going to come out. It may come out to you when you need God the most. You open up your lips and the song that comes out is not edifying. Songs to God are tools. Tools. And so the earlier we start to understand that what God has sent us here, a lot of us need to die empty. And when I say die empty, I mean everything that God has placed on your inside. Before you leave this earth, you must make sure you give nothing back to God. Make sure you go back to Him. He looks at you and He said, you have done well. Because I cannot find any gifting I have placed in you, still on you. We need to get to that place of understanding. And then understand that whatever it is that we are... I was sharing this at my last ministration. Some people respond to songs they know during worship. So if someone sings a song you don't know, you sit down, you're not involved. Meanwhile, God is there. God is responding, and you choose not to respond. It is your loss, not God's loss. Because you see, whenever God knows you privately, he will vouch for you publicly. And you see, it's beginning to affect our ministrations. You go outside, all you find is melodies. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying melodies are wrong. But when your focus becomes showing people you are gifted, there is a problem. Jam sessions has not been created for you to just show off. It's created for you to also share whatever it is that God has placed in your heart. So you can minister in words and in songs. A lot of people go for more crusades now because our songs lack depth. They lack understanding. They lack healing. They lack power. In the early 70s, people gave their lives to Christ because they were listening to Maranatha CDs. It's just of recent, the likes of them, Don Moyne, started coming into Nigeria. You know, so whenever you are singing your song, always make sure that there is virtue in your songs. Make sure whenever it is you minister, something leaves you. I have gone to the toilet more than 7 times out of tension. Because anytime I have to sit down and minister to people, I'm always scared. Sometimes my hands are shaking, so you find me swapping mic. It's because I don't want you to notice that my hands are shaking. You know, I have no confidence of my own. I trust in God. So when I minister to people, if more than 95% of the people are sitting, I'm not bothered. Why? Because I know that my ministration is to the audience of one, which is God. And so when God is involved, sit down for all you care. I can't be bothered. Because his name is being lifted up. So even if someone sings a song you don't know, listen to the wordings. It's not always about movement. Listen to what it is that they are saying. And use that as a tool. If you are one of those people who you only wait for your favorite song, you are in trouble. I'm telling you, you are in trouble. Because if you go for a service and they do not sing a song, you know what happens? You don't connect to God. One of the reasons I go to church on a Sunday basis is because I want to fellowship with people. Otherwise, I will not go. I can sit at home. It is not a law. Take for example, a lot of us have become religious. If I say, let us pray, more than half of you will bow your heads down. Why? Does bowing your head show God you reverence him? No. It's your heart. So a lot of times, we need to learn to unlearn stuff. Some of us go to church, we are wounded animals. We go and more than half of what they are saying, none of them is entering our head. Some of us, we've taken it a step higher. We've used our attitude and the way we feel, molded it into songs. So when you sing, the only thing that comes out of your spirit is vile. Some of us work with producers and we sleep with them. When you join spirit with evil, the only thing you can birth is evil. You see, fame should not be our focus. Never. Never. How will God make you? I mean, the mere fact that you belong to him. Mind you, it's not everybody that sings and, you know, there's the art of praise worship. And then there's praise worship. You can study praise worship. Trust me. There are something some people call winning songs. You sing some songs and some people who love to ascribe to the songs that they know are the ones that fall down. You know, you sing songs like, bow down and worship him. You say some, Jesus! And you sing some other songs, they know, Aribiti, Baba! As though God responds. God doesn't have a favorite song. He has no favorite worship song. He has no favorite praise song. Why? Because even the songs we sing came from him. So there's nothing for him to favorite. It's all his. So whenever we are gathered together like this, stuff is happening, guys. You may not see it, but trust me, stuff is happening. Sometimes God can go 10, 15, 20 years ahead of time because of what you have done here. Not just your singing, even you who sit down to partake. God goes ahead, but you see, you don't see it because you are of flesh. But if you spend enough time in the spirit, you realize there are some doors that just open to you. Sometimes it's because of an event where you connected with God. So you see, as all of us stay here today, God is here like a huge socket. He expects everybody to plug in. Charge yourself up. That's why I love meetings like this more than church service. Because church service is the, I can predict what will happen. I can tell who's going to come and speak about offering. I mean, if today's message is healing in your bones, part one. Today is Sunday, that has to be part two. But when we gather here, anything can happen. Imagine all the expressions that have been here tonight. Different people, different giftings. You know, if you do the mistake of just saying, you know, this guy not too fine, it's weird that when it says, shout unto God. One day I sat down to think about it. A shout is not pleasant. This is a single to God. It's a shout unto God. A lot of us, we have so much foaming on our inside. Some of us have been wounded. That is why the foaming came up in the first place. But the only person that can heal you totally without any residue is Christ. There's a book I'm reading called The Shark. I encourage everybody to read that book. It will change your mindset about how you see God. Because some of us, what we know of God is what we have been told, what we have read. But it's one thing to have the logos. It's another thing for an encounter. So if in our lifetime, I went to minister at Unilag, I was sad. Very sad. I used to think that the young people are the ones that God will use. God can use anything, anybody, any age. I went to minister and all these guys were expecting was for me to climb the stage, sing twali and go. And I said, I would love to share with you guys. He said, no! Sing this song. We came here for performance. I heard it and I said, whoever you are, stand up again. Let the heavens recognize what you said. And he stood up. I was on stage and I was like, okay, let me sing. And I heard God say, I'm going to destroy more than half of these people. You know where I was? I was almost shaking. I told my backups to go and sit down. I apologized to the pastor. I'm sorry, man of God. I will not be able to sing because I don't feel the utterance coming out. Instead, I prayed for them and I interceded. I said, Lord, I stand in the gap for these people. I didn't tell them what God told me. No, but we need to get to understand what is God's mindset. When you are writing a song, where are you getting it from? Is it from the secular world? Is it everything you have digested? Because eventually, it will come out. If God is the one that gives it to you, don't dilute it. The so-called twali everybody is talking about. I had no clue. The song will become something people will like. I just believe in obedience. God gives it to you. Don't mix it. Receive it. Bring it down. Search for the person that will interpret it for you. And for gospel artists here, who do not understand the meaning of excellence, start to learn it now. Because the God you serve is the God of excellence. So if it is funds, pray for funds to come. Don't settle for less. Test God. If God is what he say, if God is who he says he is, then test him. Say, Lord, I want to shoot this video. They say it is 650K. I don't have it. But Lord, provide it for me. Don't go to the guy and tell him I'm an upcoming artist. It is called manipulation. That's the pure English. Manipulation. Where you're trying to evoke the emotion of the person. And you see, God doesn't work that way. Everything belongs to him. It's just that some of us have no understanding of who he is. That he is more than able to do exceedingly. Some of us, what we know of scripture is what others have shared. Some of us don't read the Bible. Some of us don't take 1 minute to check out the word of God. What is God saying? We don't. And then you sing. You want people to move when you haven't moved God. If God hasn't been moved, the people will not respond because the people came from him. So if you resound with him, then they will connect. So if they're not connecting, check yourself. You're the one that has issues, not the instrumentalist. Amen.
Listening to our station is just like wearing your favorite pair of jeans. You never grow tired of wearing it.
Praise World Radio. Praise World Radio. Nigeria's number one gospel radio station.